The influence of white power music will be the subject of a talk tomorrow night at Western Michigan University. Nancy Love is a professor of government and justice studies at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. Her address is titled Hate Music, Political Violence, and Democratic Politics. Let's start off with that title. What exactly are you getting at with the idea of hate music, political violence, and democratic politics?
Well, I'm particularly interested in the tone of our politics today. And in terms of hate music, I am focused specifically on right-wing extremist music, music that is targeting particular groups as an other, and music that specifically advocates violence against those groups.
Now, some of our audience may hear that and think that they really are not very familiar with that sort of music. That doesn't seem like something they've heard. How prevalent is it? How widespread and how listened to is music which you might classify as hate music?
Well, surprisingly widespread. There are several genres. There is white power rock, which is racist skinhead music and also includes some heavy metal music. There's also neo-Nazi folk music, and then some country music, which is emphasizing white racial pride and identity, would be included. But maybe more important for listeners to know is that there are 350 active bands in the U.S., Western Europe, and post-communist nations, and 100 to 150 of those bands are based in the United States. And the white power music industry today is a multi-million dollar global industry, major source of funding for what is for many citizens an underground movement, but that gives these activists some of the cover that they need to be able to mobilize and organize supporters.
Now, when you mention underground movement, are people perhaps hearing this music in ways that they couldn't have heard it 30 years ago? In other words, maybe not through mainstream radio stations, but through internet websites and those sort of things.
Yes, and that is also part of a shift in tactics on the part of the radical right. There's an increasing focus on organizing internationally via the internet and forming alliances between neo-Nazi, white supremacist, and Christian identity organizations. But to speak specifically to your question, these groups have long organized in what have been called hidden spaces, private clubs, restricted festivals through specific record companies with their own fanzines that were known by supporters of the movement. They're now increasingly present on the internet through YouTube videos. So we have image, lyrics, message, and sound available. And they're also available through mainstream distributors, which some listeners may not be aware of. Much of the music that I'll be speaking about can be purchased, for example, over Amazon.
If we're concerned about the message that these skinhead bands are disseminating and how it's being received, what do we do about it in a society like the United States where we treasure the First Amendment right to freedom of speech and of people to say or sing things which, while we might find objectionable, we still think that they have the right to express themselves?
That's a really important question. I am careful not to argue for censorship of this music, because I do respect First Amendment rights and freedom of political, artistic, and in some cases, these groups also claim religious expression. I think that an attempt to censor might only drive the music underground again into hidden spaces. That said, my concern is that because of First Amendment protections, these groups are able to record and distribute from the United States more freely than from some other Western democracies. And so in that context, I think it's really important to educate. My intention in presenting material about these groups and their music is certainly not in any way to disseminate or valorize what they're doing, but to let people know how readily available this music is, with the intention of making people aware so that they can counter its harmful messages and, among other things, educate the teenagers who are specifically being targeted by the music.
Nancy Love is a professor of government and justice studies at Appalachian State University. She will deliver the annual Samuel Clark Lecture tomorrow, sponsored by Western Michigan University's Political Science Department and the Institute of Government and Politics. Her address will begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the Fetzer Center's Putney Auditorium.